The Supreme Court decision striking down the Texas anti-sodomy law is expected to have little practical effect on most people, since such laws are rarely enforced. But as NPR's Allison Arbery reports, religious leaders of various faiths say the ruling sent a powerful message about gay rights.
For leaders of the Evangelical Christian Church, there's no ambiguity. Homosexuality is wrong. It's a moral position derived from a strict, literal interpretation of biblical scripture. Albert Muller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says there can be only one conclusion about the Supreme Court's decision to invalidate state sodomy laws.
This is a very, very damaging decision, not only to the institution of the family and to the moral fabric of our nation, but to the judicial precedent. We can only imagine what could follow from the logic of this decision.
Next, it could be same-sex marriage, says Mullers, or other policies that attack the moral absolutes central to evangelical belief. Rabbi Lewis Barth, dean of the Hebrew Union College in Los Angeles, says the reform movement in Judaism has a completely different take on the Supreme Court ruling. They applaud the decision.
There is a concept in Judaism that we call keruv, which means bringing people close.
Reform Jews, Barth says, have long viewed the concept of keruv as one of inclusion, one that seeks to bring people together regardless of sexual orientation. As for the belief that the Bible teaches homosexuality is wrong, Barth says Reform thinkers view such biblical verses as outdated, as messages that reflect the values and knowledge of 2,500 years ago.
We know in this case that between 12% and 15% of every human society is gay or lesbian. Once one knows that, then those people ought to be welcomed into our society because that's who they are.
Southern Baptists believe in inclusion too, but they have a different strategy for bringing people to their church. The seminary's Albert Muller says evangelical Christians can help bring the truth to gays and lesbians by teaching them that homosexuality is a sin.
What we need to do is have the honest compassion to tell people the truth redemptively. And unfortunately, these days, that's just written off as politically incorrect. But a minister of the gospel, a Christian pastor, has to be far more concerned with being biblically correct than politically correct.
This idea of bringing truth to homosexuals doesn't sit well with the liberal-leaning Unitarian Church. Reverend Bill Sinkford is president of the Unitarian Universalist Association.
For us, homosexuality is not the sin, it's homophobia, which oppresses and harms persons.
In this vein, Reverend Sinkford enthusiastically welcomes the court's ruling.
The court's decision is not only a victory for bisexual, gay, and lesbian and transgender people, it's really a victory for all Americans. And as I said, it is an example for me of the best of American democracy, where we're affirming the inherent worth and dignity of all citizens.
The Episcopal Church, which is dealing with its own internal divisions over the election of a gay bishop in New Hampshire, has been quiet on the Supreme Court ruling, caused as several church leaders were not returned. A spokesman for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops declined to comment on the ruling, but a spokeswoman for the Washington Archdiocese says the Supreme Court decision doesn't change any of the Catholic Church's teachings on homosexuality. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.